We talk quite a bit about rural issues here on Central Time, things like the challenges facing Wisconsin farmers and rural population shifts as young people move either out of their small hometowns or back to mid-sized cities. Now we're approaching the topic from a different angle behind the lens of a camera. Our guest has spent the last 23 years driving around back roads across the United States, Wisconsin included, to photograph and document what he calls the lost Americana of rural America. Vincent Johnson is a Chicago-based photojournalist, filmmaker, and the founder of the Lost Americana Documentary Project. Vincent, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be on.
Before we get into the images you're trying to capture, I want to talk about how you got into this. This started as a chance to take some cool photos, and it turned into a lot more for you. Take us through your story.
Well, somewhere back in 1995, and let me know if you're getting too much feedback here, I was just taking a photo class at a local junior college and ended up taking some photos of an old barn. I lived in an area of outside of Chicago in Joliet, Illinois, which is kind of right on that what used to be the rural and urban divide. And it was a 5-minute drive to get out into the farmland. I just started taking pictures of old barns. When I got into college and I actually went for photojournalism was my major, I ended up kind of documenting these things, these barns and these small towns. And the photographer in me was like, oh, wow, really cool old buildings. They look great, graphically. And then I think the journalist in me started kicking in later as I started driving further west past that rural divide. And what I thought was maybe just urban sprawl was the reason for some of these abandoned barns or barns that were like kind of left to fall over, turned into a question, well, why is this main street empty? We're nowhere near a major city. There's no suburban area that's creeping in here. Like what's going on? What's the process that's making this happen? And it kind of led to this being more than just kind of a summer project for a color photography class. And it's, I just haven't given it up for 23 years now.
Now, when you say lost Americana, what kind of things are you looking for? What makes you tap the brakes and start pulling over to get that photograph?
I will tell you this. I would like to say it's the time of day and the perfect light, but for some reason, I tend to find the neatest places to shoot right around noon and the lighting is horrible. In general, I have a bit of an idea when I go out what I'm looking for or the area that I'm kind of looking for, and that's for the most part, Ben, I try to find the place that's got the fewest roads and the fewest major cities. The farther away from an urban area, the better. It's turned into a lot more where I just randomly drove. I would like pick a direction and drive to. Now I'll do a lot of research. I'll use census information. I'll read stories. I'll try to see what areas have been losing like vast amounts of population. And those are kind of ones where I pick. So a couple of years ago, I was in the Arkansas Delta region, which has been really hard hit down there. I mean, there's counties losing 20% of their population just in the last decade. You end up in just about anywhere in the western areas of, North Dakota, Kansas, and those counties are all, they're seeing major population declines around. And I mean, even places like out east, you get Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois seeing it as well. Wisconsin's got a few, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, maybe not quite as bad as some of the other states out west, but it's happening in every state. And, one of the things that I always notice is I'll hear stories from local publications about a county that's a rural area that's losing stuff or, a state that's losing its population in the rural area. But it always seems to lack this overall encompassing thing that it's pretty much happening everywhere, and it has been for a while.
Yeah, on the journalism side of this, you started looking into this. What is happening? What's driving this decline in rural populations, rural farming, and the things that go along with that?
I think that, the big one is, and the obvious one is, it got a lot easier to farm, and farms got bigger. So you used to have a farm that was, maybe a town had 20 farms that surrounded it, and each one of those farms would take 10 to 15 people to work throughout the year. I mean, maybe not continually, but people who maybe worked at the grocery store were able to get supplemental income by working on those farms. And then as they got bigger, that was, it went down from like 20 farms to maybe 4, and you got better machinery, better, more efficient on your production side. And now I think the average farm is somewhere around 600 acres, which is kind of small when you end up in places like Kansas or Nebraska, but you got farms out east that kind of bring that number down. But there's farms that got like 3,000-4,000 acres, and there's maybe 1.5 to 2 farmers on average taking care of them. And the towns, you know, they're no longer there. I mean, those towns sprung up along rail lines to help the farmers get their wares to market. And now the logistics and the efficiencies have all changed. And so those towns are kind of no longer serving a purpose, and they're struggling to kind of maintain. And then you've got a second wave that happened when somewhere around the 1990s, we went from, I think the 1950s, we averaged about close to 30 million farmers in the country. And by 1990, that was down to just under 3 million. And so now you have this wave of the people who were left in the 1990s were generally the people who were on the farms and taking care of the farms. But they also started to get older, and the efficiencies also let some of the farmers stay longer. So you have this double effect of everybody there is aging out, and the second generation that normally would have taken over didn't because the first generation was still on the farm. And that's just a generalization. There's definitely more minutia to it, but overall, that's probably one of the biggest arching things is you have an aging population that's out there still, and the farms are bigger and take less people to run now.
Now, that's a huge decline in the number of farmers, but you've written that this is kind of not invisible, but close to in some ways. If you lose 1,000 factory jobs after 2 plants close, people notice that. If you lose that same number of jobs distributed over a few counties over a decade or two, it doesn't hit you all at once.
Exactly. And I don't have the math exactly like what it would be by state. I mean, if you know, one of the things whenever you hear economic reports, they'll talk about the payroll report, and it'll always say non-farm jobs. And so you never hear how many farmers or how many farmhands were losing their jobs over these years. And if you were to break it down from that 31 million down to 3 million, it roughly comes out to about 12,000 farmers on average a year per state. And I mean, I guarantee you, Illinois and Wisconsin probably lost more than, say, like a Delaware or a Maryland that aren't that big, or an Alaska that doesn't have the farming. So, you know, you could be looking at close to 20,000 people that were essentially out of a job, but spread out over a state the size of Illinois or Texas, it doesn't show up as much. It's just on an individual basis. Oh, it's just, you know, the millers that, you know, had to move out of town because their dad couldn't find work anymore, as opposed to, you know, everybody that worked at the mill in this town losing their job.
Talking to Vincent Johnson, photojournalist, about his Lost Americana documentary project. Vincent, you've traveled a lot in these communities. What kind of things do you hear from people? Do you hear a lot of stories of regret about their way of life?
No, I people love it out there. I was, you know, about a year or two ago, I was up in North Dakota, and I found myself in a field taking a picture of an old farmhouse that was in between two different farmers, you know, lands. And I ended up talking with one of them, and he was asking me, he's like, hey, you know, how come, he's like, you like it out here. He's like, you find it enjoyable enough to drive out on your vacations and, you know, sometimes drag my kids along with me. So, but he's like, you know, would you ever move out here? And I was like, well, yeah, but I don't know if I'd ever be able to work out here, at least make the same kind of living doing what I'm doing. And I think that's the big crux of it. Regret, I can't. They love it out there, and I see why. I mean, there's a certain richness of being out there in that area in those small towns, and I think that's why a lot of people stay, even though it's hard. I mean, you talk to some of these people, and it's not an easy go when you got to do a 50 mile drive to get to the nearest grocery store because all the grocery stores that were in town closed down because they just couldn't stay in business. It's definitely not easy, but, you know, they like it out there. I will say one of the things that I hear a lot that you'll always think is a stereotype is the younger kids that are left out there, the teenagers or the early 20s that talk about getting away from town as soon as they can. And, you know, as much as it is a stereotype, I've heard it so many times that, you know, you can't dismiss it. It's true that many of the younger people out there just, they want to get out. And when they hear that I'm like, oh, you're from Chicago, like, I can get just about any teenager talking to me, which is way different than, you know, when I'm in the situation here in the city. They don't want to talk to somebody who's in their 40s, but out there, like, I'm super interesting.
Why is it important to you to document things like the farms, the maybe the old movie theater, the old motel? Why do you want to capture these?
You know, to me, there's this sense of this a generation. I mean, America was built on agriculture. You could say it was, you know, built on, you know, the railroads or steel or all this other stuff. But way before that, 90% of this country were farmers, and our great land and the abundance of the soil here helped really raise this country up. And, you know, when you look at other great civilizations, you know, I would like to think that America in the record books is, you know, in the next 1,000 years will be looked at one of those. We don't have the ruins of, you know, say like the pyramids or the Great Walls. None of that stuff is going to be around here. And I think that's the farmland that's out there, these barns and this kind of way of life, this golden age of farming. And, you know, they have great big silos now and grain elevators and everything's modern and it's very efficient. But there's something about the imagery of this kind of golden age. I'm not necessarily trying to say that it needs to be saved or cultivated anyway. One of the things I always say about this is I'm not trying to preserve this or fight against, you know, big agriculture and like, you know, major farms, but it's just to document it there on its way out, you know, because I definitely couldn't document it while it was thriving. Obviously, I'm not that old, but, you know, to just keep it there and to have this visual record of what it looked like at the end before it is all gone, because there's so many places I go back to now, some of my favorite places, and they're not the same. Buildings are gone, barns gone, sometimes whole blocks are just missing now.
Briefly, Vincent, we're just about out of time, but you were in sure. Wisconsin, I think, last year. Leave us with a couple of memories or impressions you had in our state.
You know, you got a beautiful state there. I had my college roommate at Columbia was from Sun Prairie, so I had ended up there a few times, you know, back in college. But, you know, I was in the southern part the last time I was there, and I will say I ended up around the Mineral Point area was where I kind of ended. And Mineral Point's somewhat of a touristy destination, but, you know, even there, you know, there's some vacant storefronts. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you could rediscover yourself outside of farming, I think that's a way to preserve some of these rural areas. But for the most part, a lot of these small towns that you see in your state and, you know, all across America, they're going away. And so, you know, get off the highway, drive out there and see them, you know.
Vincent, thanks a lot for sharing this with us.
Rob, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Vincent Johnson is a Chicago-based photojournalist, filmmaker, and founder of the Lost Americana Documentary Project. He joined us to talk about his work traveling around the country documenting rural communities through photography. You can see his blog and some of his work at lostamericana.com.